You are listening to 漫画先生。
Welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Thank you so much for listening every single day. We try to make content that is useful, but doesn't insult your intelligence, and try to encourage you to actually make mistakes in Japanese so that you become better at it. Today, we're going to be going over some things that are directional, and just like in Japanese, many things are often temporal as they are physical, so that you can, you know, use it for time, you can use it for occasion, and there's a lot of different things you can use it. We're going to be talking about directions this whole week. So talking about forward and back and things of that nature. But before we do that, today I want to kind of give a basic overview of some of these different things. A couple of things to start off with. Today, when you talk about these things, there are some verbs that often come up when talking about directions. These are usually movement verbs. These are things like 歩く, 走る, 飛ぶ. These verbs are awesome, and they're really quite awesome because they indicate a motion. So 歩く is the verb to walk. So to move my feet up and down in a motion that would potentially propel me forward. Now it's 走る to do that in such a motion that makes me go quickly. And 飛ぶ is to fly or to jump. Both of these. It means to lift yourself up into the air. Now, why do I give an example of what these things mean? Can I just say fly, walk, and run? Yes and no. See, these indicate the movement that you're making, but they do not indicate a forward or backward or side-to-side progression. These things need iku or kuru to do that. So, for example, if I say, I'm going to walk to the store, then if I would be like, let's call it the superstore, so the supa, I wouldn't say supa ni aruku. That would not work because that means I just kind of walk in place. I need arite iku. Arite iku. So I need to go to the store. Now, if I say de aruku, then I could walk there, but I'm just kind of, that's where I'm moving my legs up and down. Arite iku means I'm walking around that store, okay? It's the same thing with tobu. So for example, you could say if you're taking an airplane to Japan, a hikoki, then you could say, ore ga Nihon ni ikimasu, right? I can go to Japan. Or, hikoki de Nihon ni ikimasu. But if you want to say, I'm flying to Japan, boku ga Nihon ni tonde ikimasu. Tobu, in base te, becomes tonde plus iku, base two, plus mas, ikimasu. So, all of these things compound together. So we have tobu, whatever the verb is, we're going to put into base te, and then we're going to add iku right after it. That makes it so it's going to that place. That's the method, that's how I'm going. I'm moving my feet up and down fast, I'm going to the air, I'm walking there. The same method I can use if I'm using kuru. So if I am coming from, if I ask you, oh, are you coming tonight? And you'd be like, yeah, I'll just be walking there. So yeah, tonde kuru yo, or arite kuru. So he'll be coming as he walks. So he'll be coming by foot, if you will. So that is the method of which we indicate the movement. Now, another important one is forward. Okay. So to go forward in Japanese, you wouldn't say something along the lines like, the word in front of someone is mae. Now you could, of course, mae ni iku. We're going to talk more about mae tomorrow. However, or the next episode, if you're listening to this in the future, of course, mae. However, if you're going forward in a temporal location or even in a physical location, you would use the term mo, the long mo, as we've talked about previously in this podcast, sugu, mo sugu. So if it's almost 6 o'clock, mo sugu rokuji, mo sugu rokuji. Now, if I'm going to say it's just a little bit farther to my house, boku no uchi ga mou sugu desu yo. It's just a little bit farther to my house. And that indicates a forward motion or a little bit more, if you will. Sugu to go past or to, it's usually used like sugiru. So mou sugu desu. So it's kind of an interesting way that we express in Japanese progression. Now there's of course, to go forward in like a more metaphysical sense. You would say susumu, which means to progress. which you'll hear sometimes. もう少し進んで、if you just go forward or progress a little bit farther. So that's that forward as well. So there's important differentiations with the verbs. And that's what I'm trying to get across in this episode is I want to make sure that when I use the base te plus iku, or if I'm using もうすぐ, that we can make sure these make sense to us as we move forward to understanding directions. And I hope that makes a little more sense. Okay, with that, I will sign off for the day. Thank you so very much. And I will catch you next time here on the Manga Sensei Podcast. Johnny.